Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Got a weekday update coming up in a moment, but I want to update you guys on this because I was super stressed about this. We're going to go to Oxnard for our camp coverage. Cowboys camp coverage begins here the last week of July. Hall Station rolling out there for a couple weeks. We're really stoked to be doing this. And we're going to
see you in Oxnard, sir.
Well, I'll see you there too, Gavin. And we're going to be jumping on each other's show. But my driver's license expired, and I'm at that point where I can't renew it online. I have to go in. And I've been putting this off and putting it off. And so I was like, all right, I'm getting up at 6 a.m. I'm going to get in my car. I'm going to shower. And I'm going to head to the Mega Center in Garland. It's not far from the station because I was worried if it takes all day, I got to be able to get over here. So it opens at 7:30. I pull into that parking lot at 7 o'clock and the line is already going all the way down the building and then all the way down the street. There's probably already 200 people in line.
Wow.
At 7 a.m., I go to the front of the line and I was like, hey, excuse me, sir, what time did you arrive this morning? Oh, I got here at 3:50.
3:50 a.m.? What time is it open?
7:30. He's like, yeah, I just couldn't risk it because...
You got to go to work.
You got to go to work. Now, I want to give a shout out to all the good people at that DPS Mega Center. So the doors open at 7:30. I got there at 7. I walked out with my, you know, temporary license at 8:55. Like, once they got me in the door, I was only there an hour and a half. But it is so outrageous that you would have to arrive.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, that is outrageous. I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm trying to understand. Once you got in the door, you're saying once the line got in?
Once the line got in the door.
How long did it actually take to deal with your getting your driver's license?
From the time,
they said, sir, what can we do for you?
Oh, 5 minutes.
Wow.
You know, maybe
why is
seven.
It like this?
It's just, they're handling so many things there. And a lot of people are saying, man, you just got to come out to Cleburne. I can't drive to Cleveland Burn on a Wednesday. This whole idea that you need to take off a half day from work to get your driver's license renewed is insane.
Yeah. It's insane, but is there a less populated area you can go and save money?
People are telling me to go to Rockwall, and I love Rockwall. Rockwall is a great area, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like you should be... I don't know what the solution is. We just got too many damn people on the planet Earth. That's the problem.
Okay. But McKinney, you did it in McKinney?
No, I did it at Garland Mega Center because it's just East Dallas Garland area. It's like on Saturn Road. So I figured I could get to work reasonably fast by going. And the Mega Centers have more workers there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, all right, they'll be able to churn and burn a little bit better. But dude, there were so many freaking people there.
Okay. I think about doing stuff like that. Like we go to debate our tax assessment and things like that. And
right.
It's just anytime you got to deal with the government or it just sucks.
Bureaucracy is hell. Sucks. But right now it's time for this.
And now it's time for Ben and Skins weekly update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Yesterday, President Donald Trump declared a state of emergency for the state of Louisiana as Tropical Storm Barry is approaching land.
And pray for those poor people.
Now, it was about 85 miles away from the south of the Mississippi as of last night. It's getting closer. It's going to hit just below Baton Rouge, and then there's the New Orleans. It's going to be a little west of New Orleans, it looks like. But, man, part of the reason they're so worried about this is not so much. I mean, the severity of the storm, I saw one weather guy put it, don't take the storm lightly. But it's because the Mississippi River is about 8 inches higher than it normally is.
All right, dude, I just last week, driving back from Florida, went over the Mississippi River. And I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, okay, kids, we're coming up to one of the, get your heads out of your phones and iPads. It's time to actually look at the world. We're coming up to one of the biggest rivers in the world. You know, honey, this is one of the biggest rivers in the world. Oh, my God.
Look at that thing.
It's huge. And
throbbing river.
It was throbbing out of control. Way more water in it than I had ever imagined. And then we kept going over the bridge. I'm like, okay, this portion of the bridge must be over land. Nope, more water. It was like driving over a lake. You know, sometimes when you go out to Windstar, you drive over, you know, the Texas-Oklahoma border, and you kind of look at it, and you're like, oh, there's a bunch of orange dirt, and right down the middle of it, yep, there's an orange river. Red. It's red, really. Red dirt.
It's a red river.
And so it's like, you know, it's like, okay, there must have been a huge river here at one point. Well, now it's mostly land and a little bit of water. The Mississippi was water, and it was everywhere. I can vouch for this.
They got, you know, they have casino boats and stuff on the Mississippi, depending on what part of the Mississippi you're at, right? Yeah. Now, the Mississippi feeds the, like, the Ozarks, right? That's the Mississippi, sure. Isn't it?
I thought it was Missouri.
Mississippi River goes all the way.
Kind of the same area, yeah.
I'm just real bad with the geography.
Yeah, through there, yeah, sure. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's huge, like Ben said. Now, this is what meteorologist Benjamin Schott said. He said, rainfall and flooding will be the number one threat, obviously, as it always is. But here's what one lady said, a female meteorologist here. Her name's Latoya. We cannot pump our way out of the water levels,
man,
that are expected to hit the city of New Orleans.
We can have,
they're expecting 10 to 20 inches between now and Sunday.
Oh, that's brutal.
Okay, so it's going to flood again?
And this is what,
like, hold on, this is good. But they're not saying like Hurricane Katrina, right?
That's the hope. Okay, well, considering how high the Mississippi River is.
I do think, though, that didn't they do a lot of the repairs necessary after Katrina?
I thought FEMA came in
and pumped a bunch of money into that thing to get it right.
Governor of Louisiana, here's what he said. No one should take this storm lightly because it's supposed to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall. The real danger was never about the wind anyways. It's always been about the water.
Yeah. Hold on, it's 1. Okay, so 5 is worse than a 1?
Yeah.
What about with DEFCON?
I think DEFCON 5 is the worst.
So the same.
Is it?
Probably.
I don't know.
Can somebody watch War Games in
Level
Texas?
Level 5!
DEFCON 1 is the most severe. DEFCON 5 is the least.
Okay. I told you, dude.
So it's the opposite.
It's an inverse relationship with our categories of hurricanes.
The National Weather Service expects the Mississippi River to rise to 19 feet by tomorrow morning.
Good God.
Ooh. In the New Orleans area, the levees protect 20 to 25 feet.
Man,
if
we are
pushing
it.
If you're staying in New Orleans, you're playing with fire. You need to get out.
We are pushing it.
Playing with water, I guess. Did you see that movie? There's a horror movie coming out this summer called Crawl, and it's about gators.
Yeah, it's about a flood. It's basically Jaws, but with gators.
With gators, yeah. Well, they filmed some of that footage. This is just kind of a side story right here. They filmed some of that footage in that actual area where a alligator ate a guy like 2 weeks ago.
What?
They filmed some of that, or a gator. They found a decomposing body that an alligator had, like, eaten most of it. They filmed some of the footage there. It just came out, and they're like, I was like, okay, is this story just to hype up the movie, or did they really film some of the footage in water for a alligator horror movie where an alligator just killed a guy?
I like that. That's good. It sucks for that guy, but it's really good for the hype. Really good for the hype of the movie. I'm more interested in the movie now, so it worked.
I'm interested in this movie about alligator whores.
Now,
what is that?
Before we get to this uranium story with the rattlesnake, we have another rattlesnake story here in Texas. WFAA has the audio for us. This is a man named Bob Crowell who found a rattlesnake in his truck's air vent. We have a bit of the news story here.
I met Bob Crowell in a field in Hood County.
This field right here, it's just been cut.
He told me there's no normal day in the pasture.
And last week turned out to be far from normal, especially after a discovery that Bob made in this truck.
Last week, he took this bag off this air compressor and left it on the ground overnight.
The next day, when I came back to finish my job, I just rolled it up.
He rolled it up, but he had no idea what was in the bag, what was about to make it inside his Ford pickup.
Tossed it in my truck.
He took off.
I was just kind of looking in the air conditioner. I could just see him moving around in there. I noticed it was a snake. And at first I said, I wonder what type of snake that is. And all of a sudden I realized I could see the striped tail and the rattlers, and I could see that pattern on its back. And I said, well, this is a dangerous snake.
A foot-long rattlesnake.
I happened to have a pair of hemostats, so to reach down in there, and I just reached in there and grabbed him. Hold him out.
After releasing the snake, Bob wasn't rattled, so he posted video on Facebook showing his unexpected guest in the air conditioner. That video now has nearly 6 million views.
I'll sell all the views for a penny apiece.
Bob's dad used to tell him, in these fields, you're never more than 300 feet from a snake. So I had to leave. But I didn't leave before learning.
It's a good thing not to be scared of snakes.
There's never a normal day in the pasture.
This has just added a little bit of spice to the day.
In Hood County, I'm Alex Rozier.
That's an amazing story.
This has just added a little bit of spice to the day.
I watched this. That's a great drop.
Amazing cadence, really.
So I watched this, and sure enough, the guy just had a bag on the ground, picked it up. But I don't know how I wouldn't have felt that. I guess it wasn't a huge one.
This is a foot long.
Right. So I guess it was
baby rattler.
Like it's kind of baby rattler. But dude, don't they say baby rattlers can even kill you even more because they have more, they don't control their poison content? In other words, they give you the full load.
Yeah. They're ready to strike at all times. Like, they're not mature enough.
Yes. A veteran rattlesnake will say, hey, I might bite 10 humans today. I'm going to separate. I've got this much venom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to divide it by 10 each bite. Put 1/10 of my venom.
Load management.
A load management. Exactly. Right. Yeah. And so what the Rangers like to do is make sure that rattlesnakes have load management. Don't go out there and just blow their whole load.
Sir.
On the first bite. Like a baby rattler will kill you faster because it'll empty the reserves and give you all the venom they have.
Mm-hmm. No, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I really don't even know how to add on to that because you nailed it.
Thank you.
False science,
yeah.
Ben.
Good job, Ben. You can't take that full load.
Of the venom.
Because it'll kill
snake.
You. It'll kill you.
Yeah.
But you could survive like a rattlesnake bite if you get anti-venom or get to the hospital quickly.
Can you afford anti-venom? I mean, that's where your hospital bill spikes.
Suck out the poison.
You got to suck out the poison.
I'm pretty confident KT could take the full load.
That is the...
This is a dangerous snake.
He grew up in Olney and they don't all know about snakes out there.
What that guy was saying about the pasture is true. You never know what you're going to get out in the pasture. One day there's a guy playing banjo that you don't know and he...
Wait, hold on. Is this a guy out there you don't know?
Wait, I don't want to relive this memory.
It's a kid that was the product several generations of...
Did you hear that?
What?
He goes, I don't want to relive this memory. There was just one day he looked out in the pasture. There was a guy playing a banjo.
No, he saw deliveries.
Did he do something wrong to you?
There's nothing worse than hauling hay in the summer in an open field in the wildlife. And you have to wear jeans.
Because of rattlers?
You don't want to get hurt.
Is that why you wear so much denim?
You got to wear long sleeve shirts. So you're not wearing like shorts and a t-shirt to stay cool.
Yeah.
Like you're all covered. A, so you don't get sunburned. B, because, you know, it can tear up your arms hauling hay. The hay will rip.
How'd you get rid of your accent?
I practiced.
What do you mean? Did you really?
Yeah.
Because absolutely. He's talking about growing up on the farm and Olney and baling hay and being at one with the snakes and denim. But he has no accent, and I think that's pretty remarkable because based on the life, and that's why I never think of him as being a country guy.
Uh-huh.
He really is a country guy.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but what did your accent used to sound like? Like if you had never tapered off your accent, what would you sound like as KT right now?
Man, let's let me do the story. Now I really don't know.
Sounds the same.
I practiced it. I actually remembered from years ago Eric Nadel doing interviews, on whatever, talking about coming from New York. And how he had practiced. And I knew I wanted to do radio at an early age. So I started in high school even practicing getting rid of my accent.
You know what we need to do? We need to just get his brother Kyle Turner on the air and just listen to him talk. And that's how KT would have sounded.
It's me, Kyle.
Did Kyle get rid of his accent?
No.
No, he's
he has no desire to work in media, apparently.
Yeah, Kyle's way more country than I am.
Country Kyle.
Hey, KT, I'm going to come on there and be on that radio show with you and them boys over there.
The other KT. The little KT.
Hey, KT, Mom and Pa said it's time to eat some fixings.
Now, hold on. That's Tim McMahon.
No, one talks that aggressively. It's very very chill, hold laid on, back.
He didn't say Ma and Pa, right?
No.
And when did she
fixins
make
fixings?
Come in here and get vittles, KT. Mom, Pa been cooking all day. Damn.
Not a real thing. Fixing. Now, food's ready.
I saw you stop at the stoplight.
Mom said food's ready.
What stoplight? There ain't no stoplight till Tyler.
There's one. One stoplight.
All right, that is the name of my country album. No stoplights till Tyler. That is my country album, and I'm releasing it this weekend.
Who's Tyler?
Whatever.
Uranium story.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? Lightning rod story. Let's go. Real quick. A guy got pulled over in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
You mean lightning round story?
Lightning rod story. But
coming up next.
And a lightning rod and round story.
Tyler.
Cops found in the car some Kentucky Deluxe whiskey, a rattlesnake, and a can of powdered uranium.
What?
And a gun.
What?
And a gun.
Hold on. Skin, you tweeted Paul Coffin about this?
I told him he needed to write a song about this immediately. It was a rattlesnake, some uranium, and a
bottle of whiskey.
Oh, yeah, a bottle of whiskey. That sounds exactly what Cawthon was singing about when he was in with us the other day.
Uranium
nights.
Uranium, isn't that what powers the flux capacitor? I think so. I think they're trying to go back in time, back before KT fixed his accent.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.